Lord, I truly, honestly believe that there is nothing more important we could find than to hear your word preached. Lord, I pray that you please help me. Father, I pray that you would give me the wisdom to say, Lord, the things that you would have me to say. Father, I pray that you would allow this time, this morning, to just be a time that we would grow and learn and understand your word. Lord, please help me to be used of you this morning on me, and that would guide me, Lord, as I attempt to teach your word this morning. We love you, Lord. In your precious name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, well, we're there in Isaiah chapter 28. I'd ask for you to keep your finger there in Isaiah 28. We're going to come back to it. But go with me to the New Testament book of 1 Peter, towards the end of the New Testament. 1 Peter chapter number 2. 1 Peter chapter number 2, and I want to give you a very basic thought this morning, just really one thought, one challenge for you to take away. We're going to look at a lot of scripture, but I want you to see this, and we'll kind of build into it a little bit, and we'll review a few things that some of you, I'm sure, are very aware of already. If you find your place there in 1 Peter chapter number 2, I'd like you to look at verse number 1 Peter chapter number 2, and verse number 2, the Bible says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." And I want you to understand this morning, as we kind of introduce the sermon or the topic or the thought for this morning, I want you to understand that the goal of the Christian life is, you know, you may be here this morning and not even really understand why you're here. And that's okay. We're glad you're here. But the goal of the Christian life, the goal of ministry, the goal of everything we do, the reason we have church, the reason we go out and win souls and preach the gospel and attempt to see people baptized and discipled, the reason we do all that, other than to keep people out of hell, and we understand that, but the reason we do what we do with a new Christian is to bring that individual to spiritual maturity. Now, everybody begins their Christian life as a newborn babe. You see there? 1 Peter chapter 2, look at verse 2 again. It says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." Every Christian begins his walk. Every Christian begins his new life when he is born again into the family of God. Everybody begins as a newborn babe. Now, I want you to keep your finger there in 1 Peter. I know you got a finger in Isaiah, and you got another one in 1 Peter chapter 2, but we're going to come back to this kind of part of the Bible, so I want you to keep your finger there so we can do it quickly when we do. But just real quickly, go to 2 Peter chapter number 3. 2 Peter chapter number 3. We saw this verse last week, but I want you to see it again. We all begin the Christian life as a newborn babe, as a new Christian. Nobody is just saved and the next day they're just, you know, a mature Christian and just knows everything they need to know and understands everything they need to understand. And by the way, no one ever gets to the place where they're so mature and so advanced that they can't learn and grow and do more. But the goal of the Christian life is for you to not remain as a baby. The goal of the Christian life is found in 2 Peter chapter 3. Look at verse 18. We saw it last week, but we'll look at it again. The Bible says, "But grow." But grow. Because see, you begin as a baby, and then you grow. It says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory, both now and forever. Amen." So we understand that we begin the Christian life as a baby, but the purpose is to grow. You don't have a physical child so that you can have a baby the rest of your life. You have children and you enjoy them when they're babies, but they grow and you begin to enjoy that. And the purpose is to help them mature and understand. And we talked about all that last week. Like I said, keep your finger there in 1 Peter, 2 Peter, but go to Ephesians chapter number 4. Ephesians chapter number 4. And look at verse number 13. These are passages we've looked at in the past, and I know you're familiar with them, but I'd like you to see them again. Ephesians chapter 4. Look at verse number 13. Ephesians chapter 4. In verse number 13, the Bible says, Ephesians 4:13, notice, it says, "Till we all come." Now, I'm not going to take the time to look at the passages before that. We saw them last week, but do you remember we talked about last week that God gave some apostles and prophets and pastors? He gave you a church, He gave you teachers, and He gave you people that invested their lives in you. And the reason He gave them to you is for this purpose, verse 13, "Till we all come," notice, "in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God." Do you remember we just read, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ"? God wants you to be growing in grace. He wants to be growing in knowledge. Now look at Ephesians 4:13. "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God." Notice,
unto a perfect man. Now, in the Bible, the word perfect is not the same word that you and I use as the word perfect today. Today, when we talk about, you know, someone being perfect, we're talking about they're without error. The Bible word for our modern word perfect is righteous. The word perfect in the Bible means complete. It means whole. If you read the Gospels, you remember that Jesus would often say to people that He would make them perfect. And what He was saying is that He would heal them, and He would make, it wasn't their bodies that not have any impurities, but He would make them complete. He would make them whole. He would bring them to the place where they should have been, completely mature. And the Bible says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, notice, unto a perfect or complete man, notice this, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. See, the word measure and stature has to do with growth. And a child begins to grow, and you know, they start off, you know, small, and they start off, you know, I don't know, 17 inches, 18 inches, or whatever, but they begin to grow. Now, some of us don't grow as much as others, but you know, we grow, you know what I mean? And if your child wasn't growing, and you may start to think, well, there's something wrong here, this is not what's supposed to happen, and you might get them checked out, and you might take them to the doctor, because the purpose of a physical child is the same purpose of a spiritual child, and that is to grow, till we all come in the unity of faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ. Look at verse 14. That we henceforth, the word henceforth means from here on, that we henceforth, notice, be no more children. Do you see that? You say, well, I don't know that I've grown a lot. Okay, but from here on, the goal is that we be no more children. Well, I've been in churches before where I wasn't taught a lot of Bible. Okay, that's fine. But from henceforth, the goal is that we be no more children. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Go to Hebrews chapter 5. If you're there, if you still have your finger there in 1 Peter, okay, keep it there, because we're going to come back to it towards the end of the sermon. But if you're there in 1 Peter or 2 Peter, you go back through the book of James into the book of Hebrews, right? So you got 1 and 2 Peter, you go back in your Bible through the book of James into the book of Hebrews. Look at Hebrews chapter 5, look at verse 13. Hebrews chapter number 5 and verse number 13. Hebrews 5:13 says this, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. Notice this, for he is a babe. That's where we all start. But strong meat, the Bible says, belongeth to them that are of, notice, full age. So there are some Christians who are babes, and there are some Christians who are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So the goal is this. The point is this. We all begin our Christian life as babies. And by the way, and I'm not preaching about this morning, but in the spiritual world, you do not grow by simply allowing time to go by. If you notice, as we were looking at those passages, growth is always connected to our relationship with the Word of God. And as you spend time in God's Word, and you get first, you know, on that milk like a child would, and then as you begin to mature and grow, you can handle some of the meat. And as you feed yourself and nourish yourself, and you're fed and nourished out of the Word of God, you will begin to grow. But we all begin as babies. The goal is to see us grow. The goal is to bring us to the stature and fullness of Christ, to that perfect, to that complete man. Now, before we go any further, you know, do a little bit of self-inventory and ask yourself and consider your own life and ask yourself this. Have you been growing spiritually? And that's not really what I'm preaching about this morning, but we kind of have to make this point. Because you need to understand this. A lot of Christians aren't growing. There are people that have been saved for years, some decades, but yet they're still spiritual babies. Are you there in Hebrews chapter 5? Look at verse 12. Look at what the writer said to these believers. Hebrews 5:12. Notice this. He says, for when the time ye ought to be teachers. He's saying, you know, some of you, it's about time that you start teaching. Some of you, it's about time that you start leading. Some of you, it's about time that you start growing. Some of you, it's about time that you start investing into others, and you are now going to reach people, and you are going to disciple them, and you are going to invest in them, and you're going to take that leadership role. He says, for when the time ye ought to be teachers, and unfortunately, this is most Christians, for when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracle of God. I understand the frustration of, I believe, the Apostle Paul writing the book of Hebrews. Because he said, we're having to go back and reopen issues that you should have already dealt with. Why are we talking about this again? Is what he said. He said, it's time for you to be teaching. It's time for you to step up. He said, it's time for you to take the leadership role. It's time for you to start taking the word and helping another younger Christian. But he says, instead, we're wasting our time going back to the first principles of the oracles of God. And, notice this, are become. He's saying, and you, who should be a teacher, we keep having to go back and revisit things we've already dealt with. He says, and you are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Here's a question, is that you? I'm not picking on you, I'm just asking. Have you grown? Have you been growing? Are you saying, well, I got saved, amen. But have you grown? Are you learning? Are you understanding? Are you different today? Are you at a different place today than you were yesterday, than you were last year, than you were 5 years ago? Because the point is to grow. The point is to become better, stronger, wiser, more skilled. But here's the point, and that was kind of all introduction there, but go there to Luke chapter 2. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter number 2, and I want you to notice what the Bible says about the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's kind of the encouraging part. And like I said, I got kind of one thought this morning, and it doesn't have to take a long time. We're not going to be here very long. I just want you to grasp this one thought, and we'll move on. But what's encouraging about the Bible is this. God wants you to grow, and God expects growth. But you know what? God does not expect growth overnight. Are you there in Luke chapter 2? Look at verse number 52. This is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ as a child. And it's talking about him physically, but notice what it says. Luke 2:52 says, And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So the Bible is telling us here that Jesus started with a certain amount of wisdom, a certain amount of stature, a certain amount of favor with God and favor with man. But as he grew, he increased in that wisdom. So you know that Jesus learned things? Jesus was God in the flesh. We understand that. Jesus was what the Bible says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Jesus was God in the flesh. But you know, Jesus, little baby Jesus, was not sitting in a crib and, you know, and just talking to Mary. He had to learn to talk. He had to learn to crawl. He had to learn to walk. He had to learn the Bible. He had to read the Bible. He made himself like a man. He was a man. He was God in the flesh. But he grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Here's what that tells me. Even God in the flesh was expected to grow. And it didn't happen overnight. It took time. Are you there in Luke chapter 2? Look at Luke chapter 1. Look at verse 80. Luke chapter 1 and verse 80. You say, well, that was Jesus. Okay, well, look at another great man, John the Baptist. Luke chapter 1 and verse 80, notice what it says. And the child, it's talking about John the Baptist, you can read in the context if you'd like. And the child, notice, grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. So here's what we know. When somebody gets saved, they begin as a baby. But you're not expected to stay as a baby. In fact, the Bible talks bad about Christians who stay spiritual babies their whole life. You are expected to grow. You're expected to increase. You're expected to become better. But here's the thing. You're not expected to become, a full-grown, mature Christian overnight. You're expected to grow, but you're not expected to take on the responsibility of a pastor or a prophet or an evangelist overnight. And if you go back to Isaiah 28, there's a couple verses I'd like you to look at. And it's kind of the point of the sermon this morning. How do you grow? How do you grow? You need to understand, growth comes gradually,